This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The New York Times is reporting U.S. President Donald Trump learned about a whistleblower complaint regarding his relations with Ukraine before he decided to unfreeze nearly $400 million in military aid. The issue is at the center of the impeachment inquiry. Mr. Trump spoke about the impeachment inquiry during a rally in Florida. Mike Gracia has more.
The president started his Thanksgiving holiday with the rally in Sunrise, Florida, Tuesday night.
America is winning again, and America is respected again.
Trump took aim at the ongoing impeachment inquiry in Washington.
The radical left Democrats are trying to rip our nation apart.
And he ripped former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
All of a sudden, his father becomes vice president, and he's making millions and millions.
The president also downplayed his unscheduled trip to Walter Reed National Medical Center earlier this month.
I was there just to save a little time in January. I feel great.
The president and his family will be spending Thanksgiving weekend at Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach. I'm Mike Gracia.
That's the sound as a survivor is pulled from the rubble a day after a powerful earthquake rocked Albania. At least 27 people have died. Officials say the death toll could increase further, with several people still unaccounted for. Hundreds of others were admitted to the hospital with injuries. The government declared a state of emergency for the areas affected the most as rescue crews continue to search for survivors. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is rejecting interventionism after President Trump said he was working to designate the country's drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Obrador says Mexico's foreign minister will lead talks about cooperation with the U.S. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. A special anti-terrorism